You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's a multi-day affair held every year in places like Coeur d'Alene and Sun Valley. The Governor's Cup Golf Tournament raises money for Idaho scholarships for college and trade school students. A new article in the Idaho Statesman digs into the records of the tournament, and what it found was that a lot of the money raised at this event never actually makes it to students. So that raises the question, how much should a charity event give to its own charity? Back with me is Idaho Statesman reporter Audrey Dutton, who investigated and wrote the story on the Governor's Cup. And a little bit of pushback on this one, Audrey, because this is something where we're looking at a charity that does a good thing.
Right.
But tell me what you found when you dug into this.
So the governor had brought this up at a chamber event.
The former governor
former
honor
governor.
Now.
Sorry, yes. Governor.
It's only
honor.
Been a week, but you know.
he said, you know, we raised $1.3 million. When I looked at the tax filings, $1.3 million raised. And then just this in the 2017 year, they spent more than $800,000 on the actual event.
And that's a big difference. So let's step back a minute and let's talk about what the Governor's Cup actually is, because a lot of people may not know. But didn't it start as basically kind of a really small golf tournament back in like 1974?
Right.
That the governor hosts, and I kind of say that in air quotes, right?
Right. So Cecil Andrus started it in 1970s, in the 1970s. And it's been carried on by governors since then. Governor Otter's kind of fingerprint on it was that he moved it between Coeur d'Alene and Sun Valley,
mm-hmm.
So that they could host it in North Idaho as well as Sun Valley. And it is hosted annually by the governor and the first lady. First Lady Lori Otter was on the board of directors for the past decade.
And let's be clear, this is, as we said, a yearly event. It's either at the Lake Coeur d'Alene Resort or Sun Valley. And the governor always takes part in some way at this. And you report, but if you've ever been to it or heard about it, these are the movers and shakers of Idaho. These are the big businesses, lobbyists. I mean, it runs the gamut of who attends this event, correct?
Right. So you'll see they have sponsorship packages where you can spend $25,000 and get a certain number of passes. And so you'll see big businesses, really well-known businesses in Idaho, donating that money.
And there is some pushback. There are groups that are critical of this event, correct?
Right. Idaho Freedom Foundation has been critical in the past.
And what have they said? What are their criticisms of the event?
Their concerns are that you are basically creating a situation where an elected official is part of a fundraising endeavor where money is spent and you have lobbyists there. And
it's kind of that opportunity where mm-hmm. some critics would say that you get this one-on-one opportunity that's outside of public view.
Right.
There's no media there, that you kind of can make deals happen. And that is the criticism.
Right. So as part of the story, I contacted a former IRS official who oversaw nonprofit enforcement at the IRS. I was actually just looking for a basic guideline on how much you should spend on an event. And when I started talking to him about the event, he said, whoa, that's
like what?
That is really interesting. This is a political event because, you know, you're setting up a scenario where you can have business people and lobbyists sitting down with lawmakers or elected officials, government folks. The inevitable can happen, I think is what he said.
And therein is part of the issue.
Right.
Then let's go back to the cost. So you also looked into what other nonprofits, what other events in Idaho raise, and talk to me a little bit about that. What you found with that compared to the Governor's Cup?
So I really broke it down by the numbers. I looked at other tax filings by other organizations that host similar events, or in one case it was very similar, and looked at how much they spent versus how much they kept in charitable contributions mm-hmm. afterward, and I found a big difference. So the Governor's Cup has never, at least in the past decade, spent less than a dollar for every dollar it kept. One year it spent $2.63, I think it was.
For each dollar, for each dollar that it raised.
That it raised. And by raised, I mean that's the amount of money that they kept that could go towards scholarships later.
Okay. I'm speaking with Audrey Dutton from the Idaho Statesman about the Governor's Cup tournament and an article that she recently wrote about this. So now when you did contact the governor's office, no one was really available for comment. It was the holidays, the changing of the guard, all of that. But one person did say basically that, well, if we didn't have this event, then there would be no scholarships.
Right.
And they have given out a fair amount, correct?
Yeah, they've given out a lot of scholarships. They've given out, I think it was 300 or so mm-hmm. in the Otter administration. And these are deserving students. Mm-hmm. They are. They're $3,000 renewable for up to 4 years, depending on what type of school you go to. And these are students who definitely, I mean, they have big dreams. They want to be doctors or engineers, and they come from financially disadvantaged backgrounds. And these are students who are selected from, I think last year it was 1,000 applications that they got, and they gave out like 36 or 37 scholarships.
Mm-hmm. So to be fair, I mean, they are raising money. It is going to scholarships.
Right.
What you found, though, was the idea of how much you spend versus how much you give.
Right. So this event in particular, almost all the money that they raise comes from the event itself, as opposed to doing year-round fundraising, and mm-hmm. Which a lot of nonprofits do. Like they'll use an event as kind of a kickoff to get people interested, and then they'll contact them throughout the year. Hey, did you think about donating? This is a really important cause. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things. The other event that we found that was very similar to the Governor's Cup, they leverage the money that they raise to get matching donations, and so they're able to raise more money that way.
So when you spoke with this former IRS, is he an agent? What was his?
Official.
Official. There we go. Official.
Director.
I don't want to say just agent. Official director. He's a bigwig. He had some concerns about this, but also talk to me about some of the rules around events like this, because when you are a nonprofit and it's a fundraiser, I mean, there are guidelines that you have to uphold, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tax exempt, mm-hmm. It's a tax exempt endeavor. So you need to be, it needs to be going toward a charitable purpose.
So is there an amount or like a percentage
No.
that has to go to the scholarships?
There is no set percentage. I asked so many people about this. I said, how much are you supposed to keep from an event, a charitable event? And the guidelines were, there are no set guidelines. It just needs to be, this is the purpose. And this is what the IRS official was saying, is this raises the question of, what is the purpose of the event? What is the primary purpose? Is it to raise money for scholarships, or is it a social event that also happens to have a scholarship component? Mm-hmm. And that's what he said the crux of the issue was, how much money you're spending on the event versus keeping.
So there's nothing that is wrong with what they're doing from the standpoint of, even though it's costing them quite a bit more to put on the event versus the amount of scholarships they're giving out, it just raises the question of why isn't more money going to the scholarships?
It does raise that question. And the IRS official also said, you know, this is the sort of thing that invites scrutiny. So,
and therein lies an issue right there. So when you talked to the Cup's board chairman, what did he say? Because you did get that interview.
Right. Yeah. He talked with me for quite a while about the Governor's Cup. And he said, essentially, you know, this is what we have to spend on it to get enough people in one place. We're offering a unique experience. They have horseback riding and spa days and cooking classes, wine tastings. They have shooting, fishing, and golf, of course. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we can only do these in two resorts that are really expensive. This is cost of doing business. You have to spend money to raise money. And these scholarships wouldn't exist without it.
But it also raises the question of there is only a certain amount of people or type of people, shall we say, that have the ability to go to an event like this.
That's true. Yeah. Tickets are very expensive.
Very expensive. Because wasn't part of your conversation with the board chairman, he said, well, come and see what we do.
Yeah. And I said, can we do that for free?
And he said,
no.
No, you're paying.
Yeah.
Right. So what's been the response to the story?
For the most part, it was, you know, people were they didn't know about this, or they read it and were disappointed. They want to see more transparency. And then there were also supporters who said, this comes down to kids getting scholarships.
Right. And bottom line right there. I want to thank you, Audrey, for coming in and talking to us today. Both of Audrey's articles you can find at the Idaho Statesman. My guest today, Audrey Dutton, reporter with the Idaho Statesman. Thanks so much, Audrey.
Thank you.